Welcome, everybody, to the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. I hope you had a wonderful holiday weekend and into your holiday week. It's a truncated week, but we are still here trying to help you become a more intelligent real estate investor. And on this show, we answer your questions. So you're able to go to our website, which is morrisinvest.com. Click on the microphone icon and leave us a voicemail question. Anything related to real estate or taxes, anything that's got on your mind about creating financial freedom. For a little background, for those of you that might be new to the show, I'm a longtime real estate investor. I was really frustrated a number of years ago, losing my job back in the day and having to answer to a boss and all of that. And said, you know what, there's got to be a better way. And so I started to research real estate investing as a way to build cash flow and net worth for my family and preserve my family's wealth, but also make sure that I didn't have to answer to a boss. So God forbid, you know, I ever had a boss that said, sorry, we're not renewing your contract or something. Well, good. That's fine. I've got rental properties and that cash flow will provide for my family to cover my mortgage and my groceries and my gas bills and all of that stuff. So I don't need to work for somebody else. That was really the impetus for me to protect my family, to become a real estate investor. And so that's what I try to teach you here on the show. We also run a full service rental real estate company. I do that along with our partners at Sidera Wealth, building new construction rental properties in the best markets in the country. And it's fully done for you. So that means you book a call with our team. If you go to morrisinvest.com, you click on the book a call button right there on the front page. Answer a series of questions to see if we are a fit for you. And then we'll jump on the phone with you for 30 minutes and really get to learn what your goals are financially. And then we take the next steps from there. And we'll do a follow-up phone call. We'll go through the process. We work with over 100 different lenders. So we have financing built into all of our properties. Again, new construction properties. And we have a property management team that we work with. We select we let you actually pick that team and in our markets that we've vetted and we work with them for many, many years. And then you've got a fully cash flowing rental property that can be in your portfolio that will last you a lifetime, that you can hand down to your kids after that. So that's what we do. That's just a little background here in case you're new to the show. Okay. So on our Q&A episodes, we answer your questions. We've got three questions today. And here's the first one, comes to us from Clark, I believe. Clark, take it away.
Hello, my name is Clark. I'm from Tocqueville, Utah, and my question is, what do you think of flipping houses as a real estate investment strategy?
Okay, thank you, Clark. Thank you so much from Utah. I have a couple of thoughts on it. What I like to teach here on this channel is about financial freedom through owning real estate, okay? When you're flipping properties, that's not investing in real estate. So let's be very, very clear. The name of this show is the Investing in Real Estate show. And when you are flipping properties, that is not an investment, okay? That is a paycheck. And that you're only as good as your most recent flip. Now, I don't mind flipping at all. I mean, anyone who watches those, you know, DIY or HGTV shows, it's incredibly compelling. And I've definitely done it. The first few properties that I ever did back in the day in Florida were a fix and flip. I lived in Florida, I lived in Orlando, and I bought a property, a condominium that was next door to me. The woman had passed away. She'd lived there for 30 years, smoked profusely, and passed away. And the family knew that the house needed a ton of work. And I was living next door at the time. And I said, I'll buy it for a discount. And I went in and fixed it up. I worked every night in that property, painting and ripping out cabinets and trying to get rid of the smoke smell, put an all new carpet and all of that stuff. And then I sold it for a nice profit right before the crash happened in 2008, 2009. But that's not an investment. Like that was, then I made whatever I made, like, I think I made like $30,000 on that flip. So then I had $30,000. Well, now I have to pay taxes on that, right? And I also then had to figure out what to do next. I had to find, if I was going to do that as a job, then I have to find my next property and then your next one and your next one and your next one. So what I encourage flippers to do is if you're going to flip or wholesale properties, right? So you're not actually owning the properties, you're just flipping them, is to use that cash that you get from flipping to really start acquiring rental properties, really start holding some of them, because that's where you get the tax benefits, okay? That's where you get the cash flow. That's where you change your life. So that's my opinion on that. I have nothing against flipping, but it's a job and it's not investing in real estate, just to be clear. All right. Thank you, Clark, for that question. Next one comes from Kevin.
Hi, Clayton. This is Kevin from New Jersey. I love your show. My question is, I took a 401k withdrawal in 2022 to purchase two rental properties out of state. My question to you is, what can I do to offset the tax liability from that 401k withdrawal? Recently, I learned that I cannot use any write-off from one of those rental properties to offset my W-2 income. I'm a W-2 employee, and I have those two rental properties, so I'm just trying to find a way to offset the tax liability. So thank you very much for your help, and looking forward to your answer. Thanks.
Well, Kevin, first let me say I am not a tax accountant, so definitely want to seek your own advice from your own tax accountant. But I'm going to say something here that it sounds like the advice you got was wrong, because as a W-2 employee, one of the best ways to offset some of that income is, of course, to invest in real estate and is to have those expenses for your business. Now, did you buy it in your own name? If you bought it in your own name, they're not in an LLC. That could be some issue here, but I would seek some clarity on that. So you took a withdrawal from your 401k. Okay, now that's one thing I want to talk about. So you took a withdrawal instead of a loan. Now, most people don't realize that you can actually take a loan from your 401k, and that's different than a withdrawal. Okay, because now a withdrawal is you've like basically cashed it out, or you've taken a chunk of it. And of course, during COVID, they were allowing people to do this and, you know, without penalties and stuff like that. I don't know if that's changed again or not, but a loan from your 401k means that it's your money that you have to pay back into the 401k over time. And that's how I bought my first few properties, is using a loan from my 401k. And I could do up to, I think I like $50,000 at the time. And I could choose the time that I wanted to pay it back, whether it was 12 months, 24 months, et cetera. And I would pay it back out of my paycheck. It would just be taken out of my paycheck and it was paid back. The brilliance of this strategy is that it's my money, right? And then I become the bank. So I'm becoming my own bank. Plus I get the benefits of the interest rates that I'm having to pay by paying it back. That interest rate is coming back to me. So that loan, the 401k loan, is what I've always recommended. I've never really ever, I've never recommended a withdrawal because of the tax liabilities. And you know, I don't encourage people to do that, but you might be in some weird situation where you're able to take advantage of that without penalties. Because that's the thing, when you take a withdrawal, then you're getting the penalties and you have that whole other issue of taxes. So I just can't wrap my head around why you would not be able to offset your tax liability with real estate by acquiring additional real estate, or even doing improvements on the property. Repairs are one category, improvements are another category. Remember, repairs, of course, can only be counted in this calendar year, and improvements, of course, can be, that's where you're getting the benefits of depreciation over the course of the time. So you should be able to accelerate depreciation on these properties, or if you're acquiring an additional property that takes advantage of of depreciation, you should be able to accelerate that. Now, because you're a W-2 employee, you are not a real estate professional in the eyes of the law. That's another thing. Okay. So because you have a daytime job on the tax code, you are not a real estate professional. Meaning, as a real estate professional, that means you are an active investor. You're a passive investor when you're a W-2 employee. And this is something to investigate, guys. Like, if you're listening to Kevin's situation here and you're wondering what the difference is, it's night and day difference to be an active versus passive investor. So because you're then put in an entirely different tax bracket. Again, if you're a real estate agent, you don't even have to be a real estate agent. You can just be an active investor like I am, which is I'm always talking real estate. I'm always involved in the real estate. I'm always researching real estate. You have to have 750 hours per year in that business. I can't have another day job. I'm also a full-time employee at State Farm Insurance. That doesn't work. This has to be your gig, basically, that this has to be your full-time thing. So again, what I would do is, we have a lower your taxes tab, Kevin, on our website. I would just have a conversation with the team at Wealthability They understand real estate investing. They're one of the, that's who we use. Okay. We use Wealthability for our taxes and real estate. They're amazing. Get on the phone with them. Okay. Have a conversation with them and ask them if the advice you're getting about offsetting some of that money that you got from the withdrawal is accurate or not, because I don't have all of your information in front of me. So I can't really say how you did this to be able to give you accurate advice, but just jump on the phone with them. I think it's free. Anyway, we have a Lower Your Taxes tab. Go to morrisinvest.com, click on the Lower Your Taxes button, and then fill out that form and then get on the phone with them. Okay. And talk with them through that process. They understand real estate investing. And I'm just going to say this, it's very, very common, Kevin, to have an accountant who doesn't know the first thing about investing in real estate. And they will tell you something that's not true. That was my experience with a New York City accountant. Okay. You think New York City, they got to know their stuff. Nope. They did not. They did not. And in fact, when we got our Wealthability team and Tom Wheelwright's team on our accounting team, they had to go back and fix a lot of the stuff that this New York accountant didn't have right. So I'm not saying you're getting bad advice. I'm just saying I want you to check it with the experts that I know, love, and trust. Okay. Thank you, Kevin. All right. Next question. I think this is from David.
Hi, Clayton. This is David. First off, thank you very much for this show. It's really helped me a lot to get a better understanding about real estate investing in general. My question today is there a minimum that is necessary to invest with Morris Invest and really appreciate what your company has to offer? I have about 20K, 25K that I have available that I would be able to use. My question is, you know, do you guys kind of team up potential clients like myself together to be able to, you know, own a house, or is it only kind of one per person, one house per investor? Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Great question. In fact, yes, that's one of the programs that we offer at Morris Invest. About a down payment for one of our properties, one of our new construction properties, depends on the size of the property. We have a range of them, you know, single families and duplexes, is going to be about, the minimum down payment is going to be about 50. So you're about halfway there. But not to be discouraged, because we will connect you. We can actually connect you with other investors who we've spoken with, who are in your situation. And you can partner with that individual, create an LLC and come together. And so that's one of the programs that we offer is partner program. And so you're able to connect with other investors to be able to buy a property, go in business together. It's a great way to do it, right? So then you're not fully coming out of pocket. You're able to partner and grow your portfolio with a person you meet, a like-minded individual who is on that same path. We work with a lot of different partners who work that way. You'll have two and three friends that have gotten together and created an LLC and started investing. So anyway, David, I hope that you found that helpful. And yeah, book a call with our team today. Just go to our website, morrisinvest.com. And when you're there on the page, we have tons of blog posts and resources for you, but you can also then book a call with our team. Just click on the button there. You'll answer a series of questions to see if you're a fit to work with us. Then, you know, a little calendar will pop up once that's done. Pick a time that best suits you, and one of our team members will call you at that time and talk for like 30 minutes to get to know you and find out what your financial goals are all about. So guys, hope you found this illuminating. I always learn something from you guys when I'm hearing what's kind of going on out there in the marketplace, and love hearing your voicemails. So thank you guys so much. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.